It's Thursday, and on a Thursday, we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton Council area. Today, we're joined by General Manager Jason Lenane. How are you, mate?
G'day, Bear. Going great, mate. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. As we head towards the weekend, it's great to have things returning to a little bit more normality, some more community sport coming back, and pretty soon we'll be looking back on this time and going, wow, remember all that?
Oh, mate, yeah. It is great to be getting back and having some of those Shrewdens back, but it's going to be interesting in 20 years' time when we're sitting down with our kids and grandkids talking about the weird times we went through. It's like a sociology experiment, isn't it, to a degree?
Absolutely true, and you'd like to think it's the last time we've got to go through it, hey?
Oh, let's hope so. And we're seeing an incredibly positive response to a lot of people in the Hunter Valley, upper and lower, in terms of vaccination rates. Like I know here in Singo, we're going past 95% first dose. Where as of yesterday, we jumped 12% in the last week for our second dose rate. We're up now over 72%. So we all hope that we get that sort of high level of vaccination, but we're seeing it, which is just a wonderful achievement by everybody in our community.
Yeah, well said. Everybody's getting on board. Now let's talk some business. You've got an expression of interest out there for the Arts and Culture Advisory Group.
Yeah, really exciting times for us. We've got our Arts and Cultural Centre. The actual building is progressing really nicely. We have had some hold-ups with the rain and the floods we had earlier in the year, and obviously COVID threw a few curveballs at us.
Yeah.
But the facility is coming along, so it's great timing for us now to be reaching out to our community and say, come on, guys, come and work with us. We have a really good arts and cultural strategy, but we know we need to connect with our community. We know there's so much wisdom in our community, there's so much energy around arts and culture. So we want some people to come and work with us to help us in the delivery of our strategy, but also to help us review and improve that. Promote and celebrate the arts and heritage of Singleton. So a wonderful opportunity for people to join our committee, come and work with us. It's an advisory group. It'll meet at least four times a year. And expressions of interest close on the 15th of November.
All the info's on the council website?
All the info's on the council website. If you have any questions at all, feel free to give any of our friendly staff a call because we're really passionate about how we can use the arts and culture sector to help grow our community, both our social and economic capital.
All righty. Now, Jason, what's the business build-up program?
It's a bit of a hard term to say, isn't it? I always trip up over this. Business builder program. It's a really exciting program, which we're so happy to be launching together with our business chamber. It's a free mentoring business development program to support business owners, managers and employees in Singleton and Lathe government area to grow and rebuild the businesses and access practical advice, coaching, training, action planning, and business development. It's in response, I suppose, to COVID, but as you and me often talk about, there's a range of things happening right across our country, and especially here in the Hunter, around what does our future economy look like. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to work with our businesses to help them set themselves up, help them do the fundamental planning they need to do for what their future successes look like. We're really happy that it's been run by us, supported by the Resources for the Regions program. So whatever stage your business is at, I'm sure there's some opportunities to gain some benefit out of this program. So it kicks off Tuesday the 26th. So encourage everybody, you can register or find out more information about what other assistance is available for your business on our website, or give us a call, or speak to our local business support coordinator on 65787290.
Good work. Business needs more help than ever before, through no fault of their own, and they're employing our local friends and family, so we need to help them as much as we can. And last, before you go, mate, the draft housing strategy. What's that?
Yeah, this is a really exciting process we're going through. It's a process that every council has to go through. It's about providing some clarity about where we want to see housing, and what sort of housing, and when we want to see the housing in the future in our Lathe government area. So our strategic planning team is doing a lot of thinking to develop the 20-year vision for what housing will look like in our LGA. So we know what a trippy place Singleton is to live. And it's no wonder for us, there's an estimated 6,000 more people who will call Singleton home by 2042. So we've got a range of workshops occurring, and a range of opportunities for people to be involved. They can jump on our website. We're looking for feedback by the 30th of November, so they don't have to be in a rush, but please don't be after that. It's a really good opportunity for us to set the path how we want to see our community grow around housing into the long term.
All right, looking forward to hearing more about that in the future. General Manager of the Singleton Council, Jason Lenane, as always, mate, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bear. All the best, mate. It's a bit lonely on a Friday and Saturday afternoon, isn't it, without any footy, but let's hope the cricket starts sooner rather than later.
Cricket's not too far away. We'll be able to have a chat about that, mate.
Sounds good, mate.